lemon tree question, and we have my phone's kind of active and another call lined up behind me. Actually, another seasonal tree question and some emails that have come in. But before we get to those, we wanted to spend a minute talking about variety. If you missed the 7 o'clock hour, we had Arizona Game and Fish on with us talking about the 800 varieties of wildlife.
I know, and I heard that broadcast coming in today, and it made me think of all the variety of trees across the state of Arizona, too.
Are there 800?
Oh, there's more than that, I would think. Yeah, there's a lot of trees, and, you know, we have a wonderful variety of trees, both urban and rural. And in our urban centers, of course, we have an urban forest, and there's a lot of non-indigenous trees and plants in all of our city centers where we have a larger plant palette. And then in our urban areas, we also have, you know, native trees that are growing throughout our communities. And I just am amazed at Arizona because of the wide variety of biological regions, from the low Sonoran Desert to alpine, you know, above the tree line in Flagstaff.
You could leave here. We're broadcasting live at Westworld for the Get Outdoors Expo today. Mm-hmm. You could leave here, and before we're done broadcasting at 11, you could have your nose in a... smelling the vanilla scent of a ponderosa.
And you could be above that tree line if you want to be up on Humphreys Peak or something. You know, it's amazing that we could go through 7 biomes or biological regions within a 3-hour drive. There's not many places in the world you can do that. And we have the privilege of having that kind of variety here in the state of Arizona. And in each one of those, we have various types of trees. And you broadcast, this broadcast is going out to 3 different markets across the state of Arizona. And it's an amazing number of trees. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the certified arborists across the state of Arizona, in Flagstaff and in Tucson and in Phoenix and around the state, that are standing between our listeners and their trees and shrubs. I just wanted just to say, if you have any kind of tree needs, look up a certified arborist. An ISA certified arborist is a trained arborist who has studied and knows the trees in your area. In fact, the various tests that they offer throughout the world for the ISA certification requires those who are testing to know the tree varieties in your region, to actually know the Latin and the botanical and the common names, to be able to identify them, to be able to understand how those trees work. And it's a wonderful thing. I go up to Flagstaff, and I am just leaning on my Northern Arizona friends because I don't know their trees as well as I know the trees here in Phoenix. So if you have trees in your area and you want to find a certified arborist in your location, you can go to this website. It's isa-arbor.com, and simply put in your zip code, and they will give you the certified arborist closest to you, and then radiating out from there, give you various arborists in your region, starting with the one closest to you. Once again, that's the letters isa-arbor.com, and look for a certified, there will be a little tab there that says find a certified arborist. Simply put in your zip code and you can find an arborist close to you.
And ISA is International Society of Arborist?
Arboriculture. Yeah, International Society of Arboriculture.
And we created a new word today, arbor sermon. We're going to find a better way to meld those. But
and of course, if you live here in the valley, here in Phoenix, we would love to hear from you too at Integrity Tree Service. You can reach us at our website, itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com.
It's one of those things you think can't be that complicated. You see trees everywhere. You've had trees in your yard growing up. And when you start learning about trees, you realize how much you don't know.
Oh, man.
It's incredible.
There was a forest here in Arizona that actually contacted me about being their certified arborist.
Wow.
Petrified forest.
I love it.
Yeah, but talk about variety.
Well, talk about variety. You're absolutely right. I mean, we go back several million years with our trees here in the state of Arizona. Whoa. I mean, we do have an incredible variety. You know, my dad is 91, and he's turning 91 in August. He has on his bucket list that he wants to go to Monument Valley. So we're taking him in another week or two.
Excellent.
Petrified forest.